Okay, Rabbi said, let's go. We're on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, in the middle of the Amud, at the Tanu Rabbanan, the second Tanu Rabbanan, a little before the middle of the Amud. Tanu Rabbanan, Suma Umisheino Yachal Chavinis Haruchos. So if you have a person who's blind, remember the Mishnah discussed, facing Yerushalayim, for us it's east, facing Yerushalayim. So if you, let's say you have a blind person who's not able to determine which way is towards Yerushalayim, or somebody else, or for whatever reason, cannot determine which way is Yerushalayim, Yechavin libo keneged aviv sheba shamayim, you should just think about Hashem, think that he's davening towards Hashem. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, there's a Pasuk in Malachim Aleph, Yizpalu el Hashem, daven to Hashem, that's where we daven towards Hashem. Haya omed b'chutz la'aretz, Yechavin es libo keneged Eretz Yisrael. So now the Braisa goes through all the different places where you might be. So if a person is standing in Chutz La'aretz, he has to turn towards Eretz Yisrael. Shanae Mars, the Pasuk says, Vizpalu Eilecha Derech Arza. That you it's also a Pasuk in Malachim Aleph, a few Pasukim later, that you daven, they daven towards you through Derech Arza, through their land, which is Eretz Yisrael. Hayomid Be'eretz Yisrael, if a person is in Eretz Yisrael, Echavin is Libo Keneged Yerushalayim. So then, of course, you face Yerushalayim, as the Pasuk says, Shanae Mar. And this is a pasuk, that same pasuk in the first pasuk of Malachim Aleph. Vispalu el Hashem derech ha'ir asher b'charta. You daven to Hashem through the city that you have chosen. Obviously, Yerushalayim. Hoya omid b'Yerushalayim. If a person is standing in Yerushalayim, yichaven eslivo keneged beis hamikdash. So then you face towards the makom hamikdash. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, and this is a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim beis. Vispalu el abayis hazeh. You daven to this house, referring to the beis hamikdash. If a person standing in the Beis HaMikdash, he should face towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, as the Pasuk says, you daven towards this place is a reference to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. By the way, that's why you might see some people who are davening at the Kotel, davening at a diagonal, left diagonal towards the corner. The reason is because they're facing towards the place where we know the Kodesh HaKadoshim was. Most people, the minhag is just to face the wall, but some people you might see facing at a diagonal. That's because they're facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Based on this braisa, it's towards like the left corner of the kotel. If a person was standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, theoretically, obviously, unless you're the Kohen Gadol, then you're not going to be davening Shmona Esrei. But if you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so then you would face towards the kapores, which was the cover of the aron, from where HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe, to Klal Yisrael. If a person is standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but on the other side of it, actually Rashi explains, even if you're standing within the Chatzar of the Mikdash, but you're standing on the other side, on the western side of where the Kodesh HaKadoshim is, so then you have to just picture yourself, you view yourself as though you're standing before the Kaporis. So now the Braisa summarizes. Nimtza omid b'mizrach, machzir panav l'marav. If you're to the east of Eretz Yisrael, you're going to be davening west. B'marav, machzir panav l'mizrach. If you're to the west of Eretz Yisrael, you're going to be davening east. B'daru, machzir panav l'tzafon. If you're to the south, you're going to be facing north. B'tzafon, machzir panav l'darum. And if you're to the north, you're going to be facing south. Nimtza, Rabbos, just picture this picture. Right? Just imagine. And imagine this picture in your minds of a globe. Okay, and look at what the Braisa says. Nimtzu kol Yisrael mechavnin es libam l'makom echad. Unbelievable, right? Just the picture is unbelievable. Imagine everybody davening, everybody's facing the same point. Everybody, the whole world is facing in towards the same point. Amar Rav Avin v'itimar Rav Avinu ma'ikra. What pasuk is this based on? Pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Ki migdal David tzavarech. Your neck is like the migdal David. Banui letalpios, which is built up letalpios. What's letalpios? Tail, which means a hill or a mountain, Shekol Pios Ponimbo. The Har Abayis is the mountain that all mouths are facing. All mouths, when they're davening, are facing that Har Abayis, which is an incredible picture of Achdus and unity as we all daven towards the same point on the globe. Weiter in the Gemara. Avua de Shmuel v'Levi, ki avu boi l'meipak l'orcha. So Avua de Shmuel, Shmuel's father and Levi, when they were traveling somewhere, havu makadme umatzle, they would daven early before daylight. V'chi havu mata zman kriya shma karu. And once the zman kriya shma came, they would read kriya shma. The time for tefillah technically is earlier, so they could daven shmona esrei. and then the Zman for Kriyat Shema had not yet come. Okay, B'Shas Al-Chak, you could daven already from Amud HaShachar, so you could daven from Alos, you could daven early, but that's not the Zman Talis and Tefillin, which is the Zman for Shachar, for Kriyat Shema, is a little bit later. So in B'Shas Al-Chak, they were traveling, they could daven Shemoneh Esrei earlier, but the Zman for Kriyat Shema hadn't arrived yet, so they waited till the time for Kriyat Shema, and then they said Kriyat Shema. So they're davening Shemoneh Esrei before they're davening Kriyat Shema. Kiman, who are they going like? Ki hai tana, like the following tana, the tanya is the states in the price. Hishkim latzeis laderech. If a person has to leave early to travel, mevi'in lo shofar v'telkeya lulav u'menanea megillav v'koreba. So all the mitzvahs you can do early as soon as alos ha-shachar hits. You could blow shofar, you could shake lulav, you could read the megillah. U'kshiyagia zman kriyishma kore. But it's not zman kriyishma yet, so you have to wait for zman kriyishma and then you can read kriyishma. Hishkim, leishev b'karonu b'sfina. Let's say you're getting up early to travel on a wagon or on a boat. Mispalel, so you daven early because you don't want to daven sitting down. U'kshiyagia zman kriyishma kore. And when Zman Kriyishma comes, so then you say Kriyishma once you're on the wagon in the boat. Rav Shimon Elazar, Omer Benkach Ubenkach Kore Kriyishma Umispalo. So Rav Shimon Elazar says, no, you can, even in those cases, you should wait and then say Kriyishma and then Davin. Kideshi Yismach Gula Lutfila. Because you want to be Samach Gula Lutfila. You don't want to say Shemoneh Esrei before Kriyishma. You want to say Kriyishma first. Then my Komiflagi, what's the machlokas here? Mar Savar Tfila Me'umar Adif. Umar Savar Mismach Gula Lutfila Adif. Machlokas is what's more important, davening standing up, davening Shemoneh Esrei standing up, or smichas gula l'tfila. So we had the first shita was the Tana Kama and the Braisa, right? So the Tana Kama says that no, the best thing to do is to daven early because davening standing up is better than being smich gula l'tfila, right? Davening standing up, the mile of davening standing up is that you have a clarity. Right, you can be mechavin, you can daven bekavan when you're standing up properly, and the Rav Shimon Elazar, he said no, it's much better to be somek gula l'tfila and daven sitting down. Vayter in the Gemara, Mereimar Umar Zutra have a mechanfe be'asara b'shabsa derigla umatzlu v'hada nafka l'pirka. So Rashi explains that Mereimar and Mazutra were both Rashi Yeshiva in their towns, and what would happen is that the Shabbos before the regal, the Shabbos before Yontiv, they would darshan. They would have like a drasha, like a Shabbos Shuvah drasha, Shabbos Hagadol drasha. So they would have a big drasha. And the way that it was done was basically that very early in the morning, everybody would come to the Beis Medrash, and they would give their drasha. And as the time came, you know, people would kind of sneak out and daven b'yechidus. Everybody would just leave and daven by themselves and then come back into the Beis Medrash for the drasha. So Mereimar and Mazutra, who were giving the drasha, they couldn't do that. They couldn't leave in the middle to daven. So they had to daven early. They would gather a minyan to daven early before the Zman, right? Well, after Alos, but before the Zman Kriyishma. And they would daven together, and then they would go and deliver their shir, and everybody else would daven silently. You know, they would sneak out and daven b'yechidus during the shir. Ravashi matzli v'hadet zibura b'yachid miyushav. And Ravashi, well, it was the same type of situation. He was giving the drasha, but what he used to do was he would daven while everybody was sitting there. He would daven b'yachidus by himself, sitting down. Okay, and Rashi explains basically what he would do is he would give the meturgeman. There was a meturgeman, so he would give the meturgeman a whole lot of material. Right, he would like rattle off the shir to the meturgeman. The meturgeman would start explaining the shir, and while he was doing that, he would say Krishma and Damash Manasre, and then he would pick up after the meturgeman was done. Okay, so he would daven be yechidus sitting down. When he got to his house, hodar umatzle meuman. He would daven again standing up. So they said to him, why don't you just do what Mereimar and Marzutra do? Just get a minion together before the shir. Amar lehu tarichali milsas. He said, it's very difficult for me to do that because Rashi explains, not that it was just stop difficult, but it would delay him from getting to the Beis Medrash. He wanted to get to the Beis Medrash very early and start the shir. So he didn't want to delay any amount of time, so that's why he couldn't daven with the minyan before him. V'lavid mar ki avu d'shmuel v'levi. So he says, so how come you don't do like avu d'shmuel and levi? They were towards the beginning of the Gemara, right, where we said that they would just daven by themselves, be yechidus beforehand. So forget the minyan, just daven quickly, be yechidus beforehand, and then give your shir. He says, I never saw the older Rabbanim do this. I didn't see the older Rabbanim do this. So it's also a lesson a little bit for us, that sometimes even if something makes sense logically, but if you see that that's not what the Gedolim say, that's not what the post can do, so then perhaps it's not the right thing to do. Zok Tehele Gamishna. Rabbi Lozman Azariah Omer, Ein Tfilas HaMusafin, Ela Bechever Ir. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that Tfilas Musaf is only bechever ear. Rashi explains what that means is that it was only established b'tzibur. That only a tzibur davens Musaf. Yechidim don't daven Musaf. That's what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds. Chachamim omrim bechever ear v'shelo bechever ear. Chachamim say no. Either way, it was established for a tzibur. It was also established for yechidim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. This was a different mesora as to what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds. Komakum shiyesham chever ir yachid patur mitfilas hamusafim. Wherever there is a chever ir, if there is a tzibur, then the yachid is patur. The Gemara is going to explain what these two shitas are. Asks the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda hainu Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda is the same shita as the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda reporting what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah held, and the Tanakama reporting what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah held. Essentially, they're saying the same thing. When there's a tzibur, then the yachid doesn't daven. So says the Gemara. Now, ika binai, what's the nafkamina? Yachid shelo bechever ir. The nafkamina is if you have a case of a yachid who lives in a place where there is no minyan. Yachid lives in a place where there is no minyan. Tanakama savar pater. Tanakama holds in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that you're pater because the whole musaf was only established for a minyan. So if you live in a place where there's no minyan, you're not chayv in musaf. Rabbi Yehuda savar chayv. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda says all Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said is that when there is a minyan, the yachid is pater because he listens to the minyan. But if there's no minyan, then avada the yachid is chayv to daven. So that's the machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah held. Amar Rav Huna bar Chinuna, Amar Rav Chiya bar Rav, Halacha ki Rabbi Yehuda. We hold like that second teaching, the Rabbi Yehuda, his report of what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah held. Shamar Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Amar Rav Chiya bar Avin, Shapir ka Amrit. You know what? You're saying good. You're saying good. What you're saying makes sense. The Amar Shmuel said, Miyomai lo matzlina tzalusa de musafin miyachid, b'neherda. I never davened tfilas musaf b'yichidus in Neherda. Levar me'ahu yoma, with the exception of that one day, the asa pul musa de malka lamasa, that there was one of the legions of the king came into the town, right? The legion of soldiers came into the town, v'atridu rabbanon, and they were distracting the rabbanon, so the rabbanon could not daven. They couldn't get a minion together at that time to daven because these soldiers were distracting them. V'lot salu, they didn't daven. That was exactly the case of a yachid when there's no tzibur davening. So if there's no tzibur davening, then the yachid is chayef to daven, like Rabbi Yehuda's report in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Vayter, zok de gemar vayter. Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, kara kamed Rabbi Yana. So Rabbi Chanina was sitting and learning before Rabbi Yana. V'yosef v'kamar, and he said, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda shama mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He said, just like we said, the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda's report of what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah held, that the yachid is only potter when there's a tzibur, but if there's no tzibur, the yachid is chayv. Amarle, so Rabbi Yanai said to Rabbi Chanina, puk kira kiraich libra. Go learn outside the Mitzvah. Don't learn in here. Go learn outside. The ain halacha Rabbi Yehuda shamar mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because that's not true. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So he disagreed with this psak, and he said, you can't learn in this space medrash if you don't know how to paskin. Go outside and learn outside. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, I saw Rabbi Yanai daven, and then he davened again. So what's the two tefilos? So the two tefilos are one of shachris, and this is b'yichidus. One of shachris and one of musaf, right? One of shachris and one of musaf. So you see that he doesn't hold of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who held that a yachid is not chayav to daven musaf. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyahu le Rabbi Zeira. How do you know one was shachris and one was musaf? Maybe they were both shachris. Just the first time he didn't have proper kavana, so he davened again so he could have proper kavana. Look what you're talking about. Look at the great person that you're talking about, right? I'm sorry, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, who's the one who's testifying about Rabbi Yana. Rabbi Yochanan was so great that, of course, he knew exactly what was going on. He knew that he was davening one of shachris and one of musaf. Don't question the testimony of Rabbi Yochanan, the great Rabbi Yochanan. Right during the Gemara. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi. Afagav de havu leitleis arbe kenishta b'tiveria. Even though there were 13 shuls in Tiveria, lo havu matzle ele b'nei amudei heichel de havu garsa. They only used to, they like to daven in the base medrash between the amudim where they would learn. Right in the base medrash there were pillars. Between these two pillars, that's where they would learn, and that's where they were makpid to daven. They davka wanted to daven, not in the shul, they davka wanted to daven in the base medrash where they learned. Itmar Rav Yitzchak bar Rav Dimi Mishum Rabbeinu Amar, Halach Rabbi Yehuda Shamar Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Rav Yitzchak, in the name of the son of Rav Dimi, in the name of Rabbeinu, said, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azari. Rabbi Chiya says, "Oh, machlok is how we pass it in the Mishnah, like the Tanakama of Rabbi Elazar ben Azari or Rabbi Huda in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azari." Seems like most people hold Rabbi Elazar ben Huda, with the exception of Rabbi Yana. Rabbi Chiya bar Rabba tzali v'hadar tzali. Rabbi Chiya bar Rabba also davened and then davened again. Omar le Rabbi Zera, my time of in Marhok. He said, "Zera, question Rabbi Chiya bar Rabba, why are you doing this?" If it was because originally you did not have the proper kavana, Rabbi Lazar say la'olam yimod adam es atzmo. You should always evaluate yourself, measure yourself before you begin davening. If you can daven properly, you should daven. If you can't daven properly, if you can't be mechaven, then you shouldn't daven. Okay, so this, it can't be that you didn't daven properly because you wouldn't have davened the first time if you couldn't daven properly. By the way, none of these things apply nowadays because nowadays, anyways, we don't get daven with kavana. Right? Even if we prepare ourselves properly, we're not really having the proper kavana, and therefore we just daven as best we can nowadays. We don't have these kind of cheshbonos. Ela de lo itkar mar deresh yarcha. Oh, rather the pshat must be that you forgot that it was Rosh Chodesh, so you missed the Alevi Yom. You missed the Alevi Yom. You have to daven again. Didn't we learn in the Braisa? Tovlo hiskir shel Rosh Chodesh ve'arvis ein machzirin osam ibnei shiach la'omra b'shachris. If you forget the Alev Yavo et Mariv, you don't repeat it. Why? Because you'll catch it at Shachris. B'shachris ein machzirin osam ibnei shiach la'omra b'musafin. Shachris, you don't repeat it. You forget the Alev Yavo because you'll catch it at Musaf. B'musafin ein machzirin osam ibnei shiach la'omra b'mincha. In Musaf, if you forget Yalav Yavo, you don't repeat it. We don't say Yalav Yavo in Musaf, right? But in Musaf, if you forget it, you don't repeat it because you could say it at Mincha. So you see that you don't repeat Yalav Yavo because you could just catch it the next tefillah. Amar Lei, but didn't we learn? Lav Itmar Allah, didn't we learn about this? Amar Rabbi Yochanan B'tzibur Shana. Rabbi Yochanan said that whole Braisa is only talking about B'tzibur. There's two different understandings of what B'tzibur means. Either it means that I'm davening B'tzibur, so if I forget Yalav Yavo, I shouldn't repeat it because I'll catch it from the Chazan. That's one interpretation. The other interpretation is that we're talking about the Shliach Tzibur, that if the Shliach Tzibur forgets Yalav Yavo, he should not repeat it because of Tircha de Tzibura. But either way, it doesn't apply by Yechidus. Kama Yishe, the Gemara asks, Kama Yishe bein Tfila l'Tfila. So if a person, let's say, forgets Yalav Yavo, okay, and he has to daven again, so how long... Or if he's davening shachris, then he has to daven musaf. How long should he wait between tefillos? Rav Huna v'Rav Chisda, Chadam Ar Kedei Shetischonein Daito Alav, V'Chadam Ar Kedei Shetischolel Daito Alav. So Rav Huna and Rav Chisda both express themselves differently. The idea Rashi explains is the same, but they just express it in different terminology. The idea is that you have to wait the period of time that kind of to get your mind settled so that you can be mechavin for the next Shmoneh Esrei. So the one who expressed it in the language of tischonin is based on the pasuk tichsiv v'eschanan el Hashem. The language of v'eschanan is tefila that you can concentrate properly on your davening. The one who expressed it in that terminology of shetischolel, that's based on the pasuk tichsiv v'yechal Moshe. Both languages of tefila, but the idea being that you can have the proper kavana to daven properly. Amarav Onan Amarav, Rav Onan said the name of Rav. Tovlo Hiskir Shorish Chodesh Arvis, Ein Machzir Noso. If you miss Yalav Yavo at Maruf, you don't repeat it. Why? The Vishain based in Mekadosh in Esachodesh. Because based in is not Mekadosh the Chodesh at night. So therefore, if you forget Yalav Yavo at night, you don't have to repeat, Shmoneh Esrei for that omission, which is what we hold even today. And if you forget Yalav Yavo at night, you don't repeat it because of this reasoning, based in is not Mekadosh the Chodesh Balailo. No, that's only B'tzibur, the Gemara says.
He's talking about Yechidus?
He's talking about even B'yachim.
Oh.
Ella Bayom, I'm sorry. They only Mekadosh L'Chodesh Bayom. Okay, sorry about that. Amar Amemar, Amemar says, Mistavra Milsa the Rav B'Chodesh Molech. So Rav, who says that you don't repeat Shmoneh Esrei for forgetting Yalav Yavo at night, that makes sense if it's a Chodesh Molech. Why? And the first night. Because the first night of a Chodesh Molech is really still the last day of the previous Chodesh. Chodesh Malay means 2 days Rosh Chodesh. I mean, the first day is Lamed of the previous Chodesh. The next day is Aleph of the next Chodesh. So okay, so you're still in the last Chodesh, so it's not such a big deal. If you forget Yalav Yavo, so you don't have to repeat it. But if it's a Chodesh Chaser, so that first the Mariv of Rosh Chodesh is already the first of the next month, you should have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei if you forget Yalav Yavo. Amalei Ravashi La Amemar, so Ravashi said to Amemar, Nais Svara, Michli Rav Taima come on, but Rav said his own svara. That's not the svara Rav said. Rav said his own svara. What was Rav's svara? Rav's svara was that it doesn't depend on which day is Rosh Chodesh. It depends on the fact that we're not Makadish the Chodesh Balayla. So if so, Mali Chaser, Mali Mali. It shouldn't make a difference if the Chodesh is a Mali or a Chaser. Ela Lo Shna, so rather it doesn't make a difference, Mali or Chaser. Either way, it doesn't make a difference, and you're going to have to repeat Kriyashma. Hadron Alach Tfilas HaShachar, Rabosai, first Mishnah of the fifth parak. Ein Omdin Lizpala. Just the first Mishnah. When you make a siyum, you have to start with the next thing, right? That's the minute, because a siyum, right? We don't believe in a siyum and stopping. There's no such thing in Judaism as a siyum and stopping. I finish, now I'm done. Now it's called vacation, right? A break. You make a siyum, you start right away the next parak. We'll just do the Mishnah. Ein Omdin Lizpala Lamitoch Kovid Rosh. When you daven, you can stand up to daven only if you have the proper Kovid Rosh, the proper focus and concentration. Chasidim Arishonim Ayushon Sha'achas Mizpalin Kedei Sheichavnu Libam Lavim Shevashomayim. Chasidim Arishonim, the original pious people, used to prepare themselves. They would wait an hour before davening to prepare themselves properly to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Afilu HaMelech Shol B'Shlomo LeYeshivenu. And even if you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, the king asks how you're doing, don't respond to him. And even if a snake is wound around your foot, you don't stop in the middle of davening.